if those two women were talking about climate change or the political state of the country, they would not have the views. But instead, they fought and peed on each other on a TikTok live in front of Kajal. I want to taste some Rugai chips. States of Sydney, anywhere you stream your podcast. On this week's episode of States of Sydney, we're talking all about Mauritius TikTok. Low-key racism, Rugai chips, the hate, bullying, island haze, influences, Tasha, States of Sydney. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the very first episode of your new podcast, States of Sydney. Okay, happy new year. I hope that 2022 is filled with money, opportunities that you won't fail, or you will fail, because you need that experience anyway. As for me, my name is Sydney, I am 24 years old, and you might know me through TikTok, I think. This is where I act the fool the most. It's literally so funny to me that I have a podcast, you know. A podcast is a show where I have to talk and talk and talk, and this is the only thing that I can't do in real life. Like, wow, so ironical. I don't mind it. To be very much honest with you, I've had this idea for 3 years. For 3 whole fucking years, I've been procrastinating, and, you know, I don't think it's procrastination, because there's a bunch of reasons why I didn't really do it up until now. Well, first of all, money. Well, I didn't really want to make a podcast with my phone. I mean, for the people that do it, good for you, but I didn't really want to do that. I feel like when I have a mic, it's something that I have to commit to. I can't give up on that shit now. I have to go through this idea. The second reason to why I didn't do it, well, apprehension. I think this is the biggest reason to why I didn't really do this. I am not brave enough to do this kind of shit, but if you ask me, the past year have been very crazy. I didn't even see myself do TikTok, which I will get through later. The reason to why I didn't do this so far is because I was scared. Like, it's a podcast. I have to give my views, I have to give my opinion, and I am very opinionated. If you didn't know, I am very opinionated. And some people will agree, some will not. And I hope you don't fight me, though. But yeah. And the final reason to why I didn't do this, well, I've had a lot of people, when I talked to them about this idea, they were like, let's do this together, maybe we should do this together, and then you never hear about them again. So yeah, I guess the moral of this story for this part is, don't wait on people, do your shit on your own. And this is what I'm doing. Okay, so let's get into this week's topic of discussion. We're talking about TikTok Day. You know, that little app that had like 1 billion users and some 3 million downloads in 2021? Well, we're precisely talking about Mauritius TikTok. Okay, so let's start with some facts. Did you know that right now, the creator with the most followers, with over 6.5 million followers, is Static Wallpaper, like the Mauritian who has the most followers. I'm sure you've seen one of their videos, you know, it's one of those sound edits and some lyrics and stuff. It's always with a dark background, though. I'm sure you've 100% seen this account. And the second account with the most followers, with over 570,000 followers, Deepshika. I've never seen this person. And the third one with over 660,000 followers is a guy called Feroz, however you want to say it. And I'm sure you've seen his videos too. is this guy with three wives. I have to say though, followers are definitely not a reflection of the amount of views. Like for instance, I talked to you about this girl called Dipshika. She averages about 718 likes per video. She has 570,000 followers for an average of 700 likes. You know, it's not this much. So TikTok is like that. You may have like a lot of followers and the views not so much. So the amount of followers is not the most important thing on TikTok. Like for me, for instance, I have 2,000 plus followers, and I have 8,000 views sometimes, sometimes 10,000, sometimes less, but I usually have more views than the amount of followers I have. So before we get into what you guys wanted to sound of, I will talk a bit about how I got into TikTok and my experience with TikTok. By the way, before I record an episode, I will always post a question box on my Instagram and the podcast official Instagram at States of Sydney, so you can suggest a few things that you want to talk about. All right. So, you know how like some Mauritians are just like, I'm never going to download TikTok. I mean, not only Mauritians, but like people in general. They're just like, I'm never going to get on this app. This is too much for me. Because they've probably like seen only like a couple of TikToks on Facebook. And they just like make some assumptions, you know, that this is only what TikTok is about. Like only the ugly things, you know. And I agree, there are some stuff that are like, you know, low quality. But it doesn't really reflect on what TikTok is. So I used to be one of those people, actually, until I think the end of 2020. No, I think at the end of lockdown, probably like the end of July or something. So then I started to be a user. In terms of creator, I started, well, this past year, I was going to say this year, this past year at the start of 2021. So it's actually kind of a very sad story of how I started making TikToks. I'm sorry. I'm gonna read the mood. So after like a few heartbreaks, I felt very lonely. I just needed an outlet. So I started making singing videos on Instagram. And I was like, I'm gonna put those videos on TikTok and maybe somehow some producer is gonna find me and I'm gonna turn famous or something. Well, spoiler alert, this did not happen. And then I kind of transitioned into making another type of content, which I think people can describe as heartfelt, emotional. You might even cry if you watch one of my videos right now. Of course, I'm just kidding. I think people, I ask a few friends how they would describe my content. They have said, attack everyone as first, relatable as second, and sarcastic shit as third. Yes, that's pretty, how do I say this, accurate. So I started making videos at the start of, 2021. It's my very first, non-singing video. I think it was in June, if I look, yeah, it was on the 6th of June of 2021. I made my first, I would say, viral, quote-unquote, with 10k views. Well, so the story behind this video, I'm sure you know this video, which video I'm talking about. If you don't, it's okay too. You know how like when you scroll on TikTok you see people going live and stuff? There was this girl who was like lying on her bed, and then I saw her, I clicked on her live, and I was like, hey Beyonce. I am not a bully, but it felt so funny at that time to be like, hey Beyonce. And she was like, Beyonce? Could Beyonce? Yeah, so this is the story of my first viral video. And that was the day you could call me a TikToker. I hate this word, for real. Like, if somebody comes up to me and be like, you're a TikToker, right? I would cringe so much. I don't know why. I think it's some deep-rooted trauma or something. So ever since I started TikTok, I have to say though, I came up with a lot of very good things. And also a couple of things that, you know, I just didn't really agree with. Let's put it like that. So let's get into the positive. So remember how I said at the start of the segment that I didn't really have much friends. I felt very lonely, and that's how I started making TikTok. Well, that kind of resolved when I started making TikTok. I made some awesome friends in real life or on the internet. And as far as the creators that I follow, and they are today one of my biggest inspiration. And in addition to this, believe me, TikTok really helped me with my confidence. So I really got this confidence boost from making TikTok videos. I very much used to think of myself, and still does somehow, low-key, as unlikable. I never really had many friends. I've always had like a little group, very close-knit group of friends. And ever since I started making TikToks and it worked, I made a lot of friends, and that gave me that confidence boost that I needed. I think I just needed validation, to be honest. Oh, and something else, it's kind of funny. My mind now is very much wired TikToker or creator, TikTok creator now. I remember this time where I made this friend. Her name is Sabrina. She also makes TikTok, and she was like, yeah, I live Vakwa. And my mind was like, oh, it's kind of a red flag. And this is the story of how I made a TikTok saying living in Vakwa is a red flag. So that's how my mind works now somehow. So every time something happens to me, most of the time I'm just like, ooh, that could be a very good idea for a TikTok or something. Yeah, I don't know if people can relate to that, but this is something that happens to me. Let's get into the dirty stuff. Not the sexy kind, though. So, from my personal experience as somebody who makes content on TikTok, I can only describe two things. Just like, this is not very much positive. So like I said earlier, you can describe my content as attacking people. What I mean by that is that I make content. If you are very sensitive, you will probably think like this is like a personal attack. The relatable kind of stuff that will hurt you if you're a bit sensitive. Last year, I made this video saying the people wearing Island Haze, which is like a clothing brand here in Mauritius. Not that international people would listen to this podcast anyway, but still. So Island Haze is a clothing brand, a local clothing brand, and it's very overrated. Overrated and very much overpriced. It's the kind of brand that if you buy something from there is a 70% chance that if you wear this and go to town or something, you will definitely see somebody else wearing this. And that's why, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I don't really like this brand. You're a cool brand. And in Mauritius here, we have all types of people, very different kind of people, very different body types, very different color, very different. We're different. That's it. That's the word. We're just different. And if you, as a local brand, you keep making clothes for a certain type of body to fit a certain type of body and overpriced, you failed. To me, you just failed as a local brand, because it just means that you're just catering for a group of people and that's it. The rest of the people, you don't care. When you should care for everyone. And on top of that, your cloth, the cloth that you use, is not even that great for the price. You know, if you pay like 900 rupees for something, I want to feel the 900 rupees. I don't want to feel 100 rupees, sweetie. So I made this video saying people that wear this brand are toxic or non-trustworthy or something like that. And recently that video got almost deleted. It got back up. But yeah, so I think a group of people felt offended by this. So they reported my video. And so this video almost got deleted. And it was deleted for about a week. And it was deleted for harassment and bullying. So yeah, you know, people will laugh at a situation when it's not targeted at them. But if it's about them, well, suddenly I will be the bad guy. Suddenly people will be like, you don't have content? Why are you doing this? Why are we talking about this? I remember recently I made this video saying, we need to stop romanticizing cigarette smoking. We need to stop romanticizing cigarette smoking. And I said as a joke that, if you smoke, not only your lungs are dark, but your heart is too, and we need to stop romanticizing. You know, it was kind of like a wordplay. I was like, romanticizing, your heart is black. I don't know if you get it. So I made this video, and it started by getting a lot of views and a lot of attention. So by the time I deleted this video, it had almost like, probably like 30 comments. I didn't delete it, I just privated it. Why I privated it? Well, I had one of, somebody who has been there, you know, too, ever since I started making TikToks, and who always like been on my comments and being there, you know. And I saw them in the comments being like, that video is not it, why are you doing this? And I kind of felt really bad. I felt really bad so I just privated the video. I was like, this is not why I make content. I don't really make content to hurt people. I make content to make people smile. I make content to brighten up somebody's day, you know, to just make a difference. And when I saw that that hurt this person, I was like, no, I'm not gonna make this. Another thing that I'm a bit, you know, iffy about TikTok and as a creator on the platform, well, I know that I put myself out there. I know that, and this is like a general advice for everyone who thinks about making content, or who is making content, who just started making content. When you put yourself out there, you are putting yourself out there. Like, you're in the open. People will say stuff to you that you won't always agree with. And this was not me justifying people's shitty behavior, by the way, but the amount of hate comment, which I will get into later, but the amount of hate comment, sister. I don't really get a lot of hate comment, but the physical comment sometimes, ooh, girl. I remember I made this very lighthearted video saying, you know, if you're walking and you bump into somebody, please say excuse me or something. And somebody was like, well, if you did a diet, we wouldn't have to bump into you. It's funny to me now, but I swear to you, when I saw this comment, I was like, okay, this is rude. I think the most requested subject, I counted 5 times out of 25 replies, the influencers. Okay, so what's an influencer? According to Google, according to multiple websites I've searched through because I've did my research, influencer is defined as someone who uses the platform to promote products, brands, and that influence affect the purchasing actions of others. To me, though, I think somebody qualifies as an influencer if, and that's like my opinion, if they are like beyond a body. You know, like, you're cute, but what are you bringing to the table besides like a few Island Haze ads? And this is not me attacking somebody personally, but that's kind of like an example. But I need someone to have a talent to be like, okay, this person is an influencer, because my definition kind of matches the above two. I think that this is like the official definition, but this is not me attacking somebody personally. I'm just giving an example. And of course, we're just like debating about the definition of the word influencer. I believe that if somebody's a model, I believe that every opportunity is an opportunity to get that bag, you know. Like, if you're just a buddy, if you just show your face, if you're just very attractive and you're getting money, do your thing. But to me, you are not an influencer if you are just that. And that's only my opinion about the definition. And so here in Mauritius, we have this culture of, let's follow this cute girl or cute guy or person just because they're slightly attractive. And this is how you see a bunch of random people getting a bunch of followers, and you will see them just auto-proclaiming them as influencers. And that's why I was saying earlier that I think that somebody needs to be beyond that to be an influencer. Because to me personally, I follow influencers that brings something to my life. Sometimes I will follow somebody if they are cute or whatever, but I like when someone brings something to my life. The Vincent Duverger, the Christophe Salambert, and the Cheryl Smith. Like, those are like a few very much basic examples. I'm sorry for that, but those are the only people that come to my mind right now. But yeah, also I want someone to one of those do something for a greater good. Like, we're in this era where children cannot go to school because of COVID. I'm just thinking about this mental damage, you know, the mental damage on these kids. It's going to be, you won't see it now, but I think we will see it in a few years. And I wouldn't mind if influencers would promote mental health as much as they promote physical health, to be honest, because I see a lot of people being like, yeah, fitness is this, fitness is that. It's good, it's very good. You need to take care of your physical health, but mental health is also very much important. In terms of TikTok, however, I don't really know. I mean, maybe there is, I don't know, but I don't think there's a Mauritian TikToker who influences, I would say, using TikTok, except for this girl. I think her name is Steffi. Eugenie Steffi, her name on TikTok is Brown Skin Girl. I think I've seen her using her influence on TikTok to make her business, selling clothes. Very, very cute, very pure. But yet she still gets hated on, which brings me to my second topic, well, the hate. I think we can all agree that there is a lot of negativity on TikTok. There's also a lot of bullying, which I'll be getting later. You know what TikTok reminds me sometimes? It reminds me of college. On TikTok, it's very easy to hate on people. Like, it also reminds me of, I don't know if you know this, I don't know if I'm very old, but there used to be a website, there used to be a social media called ask.fm. If you know, you know, but if you don't, Ask FM was this social media where people could ask you questions, but anonymously. I think you probably have seen this. If you're a bit younger, you've probably seen this with Shahara. Something like Shahaha. I don't remember. I think everybody at some point had like a Shaha something link in their bio where people could ask them questions. That was like the kid of us.fm. In 2015, 2016-ish, people ask you questions and people would ask you questions. Like, I think it even got far. People would unalive themselves. Not in Mauritius, but it was that girl. Like, Ask.fm, it's an era on its own, and let's not dig people's grave. Let's not do that, but it reminds me of that. And people love to hate when it's anonymous. And it's so easy with TikTok. You know, you can just like create an account, a random account with a random name, and just hate on people, which is kind of disturbing to me. I have to make a confession. I used to be a hater. I'm not the kind of hater that would make an account and stuff, but I used to go with my friends and be like, oh, you know this person, so and so, you know. And I have to say though, that was the worst period of my life. I was struggling with myself, and I think I was struggling with myself, and I used to want to be those people. Like, I would see this person looking like they're living their best lives, and kind of like hating on them with my friends. And it was not the vibe, you know. It wasn't really not the vibe. And I think that a lot of time when you see people hating on TikTok and stuff, I think it's the same thing. They are probably like struggling with themselves. If you're like a content creator and you see people hating on you for no reason, like you're just living your best life and people hating on you, let me just tell you, people want to be you. You're the main character. That's the tea. And as far as the bullying, well, there's a lot of bullying too on TikTok. This is something that I hate. And I have to say though, it's part of a Mauritian culture. I'm sure a lot of people relate to this. I made a TikTok about this recently, but if you go to a relative's place after like a year, they will be like, oh, you've lost weight. Oh, you gained weight. This is part of those microaggressions is part of our culture, you know, because obviously if you're too young to stand up for yourself, you won't. And even if you're old, you will hesitate to stand up to your aunt or something. Like, you just won't say anything, you know what I mean? And that's how bullying is part of our culture. And also, school bullying is a thing. I have been bullied when I was at school for no reason. I didn't do anything. I wasn't the kind of person to go look for trouble and stuff, but I was still bullied. And I don't know about now, because I'm a bit old, I've been done with college. I don't know if it's still a thing, but during my time, I mean, kids will bully you for no reason. Like, you would just be a little fruity, you would just be a little smarter than the other kids, and you will get bullied. I think my biggest fear with TikTok and the hate is that one day I just see myself being the subject of one of those little random hate accounts. Like, I'm sure you know which ones I'm talking about. One of those accounts that pick somebody and just being like, okay, this person, I mean, of course, sometimes the people that are picked are very much problematic, but sometimes it's not that. I remember somebody making a random account about somebody else who makes content and being like, yeah, this person looks like a rat. And there were like a bunch of people agreeing in the comment, weirdly enough, because this person has a lot of followers, you know, and yet this person made a hate video about them and he got a lot of hate. So my fear is that one day somebody will just publish a video about me being like, you know, this guy hates on everything, hates on everyone, and everybody be like, oh my god, we hate him so much. Like, yeah. So in contrast to the hate though, we have another big issue here. So on a side, you have people that hate on some random guy for being fruity, like a little effeminate or whatever. And on the other side, you will see a bunch of people hyping up little creeps that are jerking off on TikTok live. Yes, I'm talking about Mr. Jeremy here. This guy has never been funny to me, by the way. This man is clearly a grown man struggling with something. I don't want to diagnose this person, but there's definitely something that is not right up there. And yeah, that's a thing. We here in Mauritius, I mean, we as, not me, but some people, hype up people that are very problematic. I remember last time, like I think it was a few months ago, I was scrolling through a live of somebody who has a lot of following. How can I describe this person? Not giving their name. I think at some point he had a video asking everyone if they were God or something, if you know who I'm talking about. So yeah. And somebody was asking this person on their lives, what are your opinions on LGBT people? And they replied so confidently, I'm against it. So here's the thing, this person has a lot of followers. And saying this, you know what, you can be against LGBT people, we don't care. But if you have this much followers and you're saying stuff like that, I think to me, this contributes to this narrative that there is something wrong with the LGBT people, you know, when it's not the truth. Because let me explain myself. So why would you be against a group of people? Those people are as human as you. You know, you don't define somebody through their sexual orientation. You know what I mean? Or their gender, whatever. You don't do that. And besides, what the fuck did they do to you? On the same line, I have to say though, we have this thing here where we hype up people. I don't think it's hype up, more like laughing at people that are clearly struggling a bit with some mental issues. It's one thing to be playful, to take pictures with them when you see them on the streets or whatever, but I think we cross a line when we provoke them to get a reaction out of them just for TikTok. I think it's not fair to be very much rude to them and you get a reaction from them and then you be like, okay, this person is crazy. I'm not gonna say more than that. You probably know what I'm talking about. Another thing, men. I think it's safe to say that, not very much safe to say, what the fuck am I saying? I think we can say that women, especially here on TikTok Mauritius, are more prone to succeed on this social media platform, you know, to get a lot of followers and also to get a lot of hate. And thanks to her, of course, men. I think that there are some people who, unfortunately for them, think that women are weak and that they can't stand for themselves. I mean, think about it. In many households to this day, boys are raised in a way that they would think they have to behave a certain way, that we can't be another way. We are raised to be breadwinners. We are raised to behave a certain way, which doesn't really succeed most of the time. We are raised not to cry, to not show emotions, and obviously that results into some trauma. I know I was never raised to talk about my feelings, and that's something that I'm still ashamed to do sometimes. Like, we don't do that in my house. That's not a thing we do. So now that's not something that I can do easily. I mean, it got better because I have awesome friends, but it's something that I've been struggling with. And obviously this isn't, of course, not to excuse some men behavior, but I'm saying that sometimes it really is a matter of how people are raised and their environment, you know. But also, you can be the change. Women are fighting and standing for themselves today. Don't expect things to always go a certain way. And in regards to Mauritius TikTok, okay, so let's talk about the Mauritian women. So I think a lot of older women, the millennials, definitely our parents, they were raised a certain way to, how do I say this respectfully, to be very much conservative, you know? Like, for instance, the whole tattoo debate. I knew a lot of parents who would be like, no, don't do a tattoo, you won't get a job, and that's still a thing. When, you know, we're in 2022, that's not a thing. Like, I think people don't really care, and people shouldn't really care, you know, if you have tattoos, what does that change about your life? Like, I know at some point only prisoners used to have tattoos, but we're not in that time anymore, and those conservatives ways and behaviors don't necessarily reflect on TikTok. You know, the girls are doing what they want, the boys are doing what they want, as they should. As long as we're staying in a legal frame, we are in what I like to call the feminism era. People are standing for themselves. I have gotten multiple replies on my stories about how men are very persistent with their behaviors. Like, for instance, being in a DMs, being in front of their house. Just kidding, not being in front of their house, but being very much creeps. And I have to say, though, this happens in real life too. How they are on the internet is a reflection of how in real life. And needless to say, y'all are gross. And last but not least, toxic TikTok is also part of the platform. As much as you want it or not, if you're someone who makes art stuff, thinks about life stuff, useful, pure stuff, like giving life advices, there's a lot of chance that you will not succeed this much on TikTok, on Mauritius TikTok. The truth of the matter is that the only thing that works is the drama. If those two women were talking about climate change or the political state of the country, they would not have the views. But instead, they fought and peed on each other on a TikTok live in front of Kajal. I remember last year there was this woman, I think her name is Isna. She made a TikTok saying, okay, so on this date, I will make a TikTok live and I will expose this and this person in regards to this and this situation. Let me tell you about the hype. The hype, though. She made her live. She made her little live and got 6,000 viewers. People were waiting on her to spill that tea. Her power, though. And also, when the guy who has three wives, stepdaughter and son, allegedly, stole his money, everyone cared. when the problematic lockdown island girl said she needed to be paid her fuel to come see her boyfriend, everyone cared. And so did everyone when the influencer with 100k followers said that he was an influencer. He dared to say that. If you want to succeed on TikTok, it's not the talent that you need, it's the drama. And that was it for all the things y'all wanted me to talk about on this week's episode. I have to remind you guys that before I post an episode, usually 5 days before or a day before, I will let you know. I will post a question box and you can suggest me things to talk about during this episode, and I will include them in this episode. Okay, so I have to say though, y'all really picked for this one, y'all really picked the most negative stuff. So let me just add something and conclude on this topic. It's not that serious. Let me just elaborate. I want to taste some Rougail chips. Most people go on TikTok to pass the time, you know, to entertain themselves. We are fucking stressed. I sometimes do not mind the ugly and cringe stuff. There's a limit to that, of fucking course. But I have to say though, some people are very aware of what they're doing. TikTok, I have to say this again, is a social media platform. And on social media, you can be whoever you want. I can put a wig and call myself Adele. Would you know that I'm not the real one though? Of course you won't. So before y'all act like dumb fucks on TikTok, please be aware that we're also humans. Like, stop with the hate. It's not cute.